Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast where we break down complex quantitative finance topics into bite-sized conversations. I'm Abby.
And I'm George. Today we're diving into a fascinating paper, How to Make Investors Happy by Paul Wilmot.
Sounds intriguing. So what's this paper all about, George?
In a nutshell, Wilmot explores how investors feel about their portfolios and attempts to construct a simple model for that level of happiness. It blends traditional portfolio management with behavioral economics. It asks, do modern portfolio theory and Kelly strategy actually make investors happy?
That's a cool idea. I mean, we often focus on just returns and risk, but investor sentiment is crucial, right?
Exactly. He starts by recapping modern portfolio theory, MPT, and the Kelly criterion, then brings in prospect theory from behavioral economics. Prospect theory is basically that people feel the pain of losses more strongly than the pleasure of gains.
So it's not just about the numbers, it's about how we perceive those numbers. How does he tie it all together?
He creates a formula for happiness that takes into account those psychological factors. It basically says the more frequently people check their account value, the less happy they will be, since they are seeing the ups and downs of normal market volatility, and since the downs are more painful than the ups are pleasurable.
Interesting. So what are the key takeaways for quant modelers?
Firstly, it highlights the importance of behavioral factors in financial modeling, and it gives an explicit formula. It might change the questions quants ask or change the models they are using, now incorporating those factors. It suggests that models can be improved with the inclusion of those factors. It also cautions us that optimizing a portfolio for pure returns isn't enough. You need to consider the investor's emotional response. This model is most useful for fund managers.
Definitely food for thought. Any other practical implications?
Well, Wilmot actually jokes in the paper that a typical investor should only check their positions quarterly. Also, if you're beating an index, you need to take into account the volatility, or else that will detract from your investor's happiness. So maybe communicating less frequently or framing information in a certain way can help manage investor expectations and ultimately their happiness.
That makes sense. It's about aligning the investment strategy with the investor's psychological makeup. Very interesting stuff, George.
Absolutely, Abby. It's a reminder that quant finance isn't just about equations and algorithms. It's also about understanding human behavior.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk. Join us next time for more insights into the world of quantitative finance.